Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads.
We could be looking at a national rail strike here in the United States. This after the Conductors Union rejected a proposed contract. Let's find out more about this. We have, joining us live right now on the Newsline, is Bloomberg labor reporter Ian Colgren. Thank you for being with us, Ian. There's so many questions about this. The impact of is one, and also, were you surprised by the union's vote to reject this?
I was not personally surprised. I've been talking to union officials, rank and file members for weeks about this, and it was clear based on some of the smaller unions that there certainly was a chance that these, at least one of these two larger unions would vote against the contract, which is exactly what happened today. I spoke to a pretty high-ranking official last week with Smart TD, the union that rejected it, and he even admitted at that point he wasn't sure whether it was going to pass. So they always knew it was going to be close, and it just barely failed today.
So a national rail strike, what impact is this going to have? Could this have?
Well, it's hard to say what it wouldn't affect. Honestly, if you have a national rail strike right before Christmas, I should add the union cannot strike until December 9th at the earliest when a cooling off period ends. But if it does, that will have a profound effect on all sorts of goods being shipped right before the Christmas holiday. I just a few minutes ago spoke with a leader in the retail industry who said they're not so much worried about gifts and non-perishable goods, because a lot of retail stores are already stocked with that stuff. What really might be hit are perishable goods, food, things for Christmas dinner, things of that nature that could make it hard to get, you know, flour for cookies, so to speak.
So then what's the next step? Does the White House get back involved? Does it go to Congress? What do you think?
Well, that's a really good question, and the short answer is we don't exactly know. The White House and the Labor Department have both been silent so far in the wake of this news. They've not said whether they're going to jump back in, as they did in September, and try to force more negotiations to happen and get the parties to agree. From the side of the freight rail carriers, they're sort of at the point where they would like Congress to just get involved and enshrine the tentative agreement that they already have into law, which they see as favorable to them, and just put the whole thing to rest before it gets any further. That would obviously cause some tension between the Biden administration and Democrats in Congress, with their union base, especially considering Biden has said that he is, you know, he has proclaimed himself to be the most pro-union president in history. So from the perspective of Democrats here in Washington, it's a really tight spot, and there are no easy answers.
Ian, we've got about 20 seconds. What's the big stumbling block here?
Really, the big stumbling block is quality of life issues, scheduling, time off for medical appointments. The workers who rejected this contract have essentially said that they don't have much control at all over their grueling schedules and that the contract doesn't do enough to fix that.
Bloomberg Labor Reporter Ian Kullgren will be talking again, I'm sure, about this. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late. SimpliSafe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.